fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is Joanna D'Elia. Now, I'm sitting far away from you because you're into sort of cosmetic surgery, would you say? Is that what you would?
Yes.
Yes? So I don't want you to see anything.
But my filter's off right now.
Okay,
don't
thank
worry.
You very much. Okay. Good.
Otherwise, I would have no friends.
I suppose you could just not say anything, but no, you have to.
If they ask, uh-huh. And depends on the time of day.
You will tell.
If they ask. Oh, no. If they ask.
But if you don't mind me saying, you seem quite young to be doing it. And you're prolific. You know, you are the person that people talk about
if they want
to talk about that stuff. Yes, but only.
I'm 40, so I think that's okay. It's been 15 years.
Well, you're obviously living by your own medicine, if you know what I mean, because you
of
look amazing.
Of course I am. Of course I am.
There you go.
I do what I preach. Uh-huh. I practice what I preach.
Yes. We'd say eat your own dog food, but you're also vegetarian, so that just like, you're probably not going to do that unless you're a vegetarian.
Oh, yes. Dog food is not very vegetarian, though.
No.
I found out. And I found out that pet dogs have the carbon footprint of a human, usually. It's really shocking. But I still have a pet. I still have a dog, obviously.
Well, you know. I think they're also good for your spirit, no?
Oh, yes. That compensates, but you know.
Anyway, we're going to get straight into your music, because your first song, this is just makes me... It's one of those songs that I never actually realised the meaning behind it, the song in general. But I love your description. So this is Joanna. Bit of a reggae vibe going on to this one.
Yes, South African.
Yeah, and I was a teenager when this came out, so had kind of no idea. But you thought that you were named after this song.
Yes, because I always asked, why did you name me such? And I'm sure my father said it was after this song. And then later on I found out it came out after I was born. So.
Uh-huh.
But absolutely, Joanna Give Me Hope is... Joanna stands for Johannesburg. Mm-hmm. And fortunately I was brought up, you know, with a very strong, passionate drive for equality. Mm-hmm. And to the point where I wouldn't even, you know, it was something I discovered along the way, that people actually saw people differently and attributed different values to them. So I was very proud, thinking that song inspired my parents to name me as such. And even though they didn't, mm-hmm. I think it was just fashion. I mean, there's plenty of early 80s babies who were called Joanna. But I love it. I love the vibe. I love what came after it. It's a good reminder mm-hmm. that apartheid has not been eradicated for that long. It's quite shocking, you know, our lifetime.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But I still love it.
I think it actually could be a really good tagline for your company. So with the Joanna, give me hope, you know, give me hope.
My God.
No?
Oh, I mean, people make my day, my week, my month when they send me lovely little messages saying, you made my month, coming to you, you make me feel good. And that's what I love about my profession. I have this opportunity to give people these little gifts of confidence, uh-huh. you know, and having, when you're a doctor and you work in a clinical setting where pretty much everyone is ill, you know, and there's always a prospect of death, you see relatives grieving. I'm very fortunate to have found this field, which gives me so much satisfaction because uh-huh. I still use my skills and I, you know, and put all that into it, and in return I get all these people being happy rather than, you know, having the, in Maltese we say shofa, how would you say, the
sort of
when somebody
heaviness.
Recovers from something they still have this sort of chip on their shoulder, so you never experience that joy, whereas in aesthetic medicine everyone's just happy.
So we're gonna listen into a bit of Joanna Give Me Up.
Well, Joanna, she runs the country. She runs in Durban.
I can imagine. Now, I don't know you well. We bump into each other at a couple of parties and it's like, hi, chink, and move on, or in the good old days of having parties. But this, I can actually imagine you. This is Maniac from Flashdance, which I love.
Exactly.
Where does that take you?
That takes me to almost every morning. I promise, almost every morning, not every morning. Sometimes it's Blue Moon, but sometimes it's Maniac. and I love the beat. It is literally something I put on my phone while I open the shower door, put the warm water on and start brushing my teeth.
Ah.
Like, the background. And I love, to be honest, I don't know, all the lyrics. But, and she's dancing like she's never danced before,
Yeah.
And I want to go through life like that, It is something which, it's like the bulldozer in me. She's a maniac. And actually, a lot of people in life have told me, you're crazy. When I left hospital, you're crazy. You haven't even started your surgical career yet. And then when I started my own business, and then when I left that one to start another one, or when I decided to have children 10 months after I met Henry, and we're very good friends, and I tell them, am I? Do you think I'm crazy? And then they're like, no, it's just you.
And I think you're determined. I don't think it's crazy. I think it's a determination. And, you remember the dance to that thing. I can't sit still. I want to start. We're going to be jogging in the studio.
Exactly. On my toes.
Exactly. And it gives you that, wow, bless her. She did it. And if it gives you that every morning.
Yeah. So do you remember the movie?
Yes.
I mean, she was like flying across and everyone was like, wow. Well, I mean, I'd like to think I go through life like that.
Well, if you can imagine it in the shower, then it's fine.
Exactly. Yes. That's my shower song.
So let's have a bit of a dance. Maniac from Flashdance.
Town girl on a Saturday night, it's all the fight of her life.
Habanera. Yes.
La Habanera. I'm a geek. I am. For example, you know when our parents used to say, oh, these new, this modern music. Mm. Well, it was probably the 90s then when we started listening to music, when I started. And they're like, oh, back in the days. I am a bit like that. So I really love opera. Mm-hmm. I'm not just saying it to sound cultured or anything like that. I love it. Mm. I love it. I remember, you know, when I was a kid, and people say, you opera, you either love it or you hate it. My grandfather liked opera. I grew up with a priest in the house with my uncle, who's like my second father, is a monsignor now, and he was very cultured and this kind of, but I really love it. I'm the kind of person who I actually, the first one I saw was with him in Berlin. I think I was 10 in 1990, right after the wall went down, and it was Madame Butterfly, and I was just like with my elbows on the... And completely mesmerized, you know. And I love it. I wish we had more here, but I try to go to the two they put up in Gozo every season. And if I'm abroad, I look at all the, you know, small and large productions and see if there's any on that particular weekend or whatever. And La Habanera is amazing. I mean, she's this gypsy. And the words in this song, you know. Yeah. I'm sorry for anyone who ever fell in love with me, but this is what I think love is. It's a bird which needs to be free. And if you put it in a cage, you kill it. Ah. And this is what the song is about, you know. It literally says, love is a bird which needs to be free. It's in French, but listen to it. And it's such a sensual beat. I mean, for me, it's one of the most sensual pieces of music ever produced.
So when you hear it, do you kind of like, got to stop?
Everyone who knows me makes fun of me because I play it at home in so many different circumstances, whether we're having dinner or having a drink or in the middle of the night between one DJ song and the other, and they're like rolling their eyes. But I love it. I love it. Listen to it. It's so beautiful.
Well, we're going to have a listen to it now. It's La Habanera. Si ricovia de refuse, l'ore femmina soprir, lo parlo piano trusete. Se l'autre que je prépare, in aria di mesir me plaît. Actually, of all the guests I've invited on the show, were cheeky enough to ask me for 11 songs. Cheeky. And there are people like twice your age who managed to do it in 10. So, yeah, I said yes, but I kind of fibbed because one of them, the next song, which we're not actually going to play because we've played it in somebody else's list, is Sunscreen. But you can tell us a bit about the song itself.
I think... I hope everyone on Earth has heard Sunscreen.
They must have done. They've listened to this programme.
Sorry. Exactly. And as everybody, I suppose, knows, it was based on an actual speech which was made at a graduation. I think it's a brilliant speech. Couldn't have gotten it better. Mm-hmm. I love well-made speeches, but I think this one is such great advice for anyone of any age, from mm-hmm. children to people in their last decade, basically. And I think when we were talking about this list, I mentioned two little things, bits of the lyrics. And one was worrying is like trying to solve a mathematical equation by chewing gum, mm-hmm. which I love.
Yes.
You know, for example, my mother had told me when I got pregnant, you now should look forward to a lifetime of worrying. From this moment forth, you shall only worry. And I was like, no. And I have to say, I haven't worried. Mm. Why should I worry about my children? I'm sorry. Sorry, I mean, apparently this is something which parents are not supposed to say. But no, I mean, I look forward to things. I try to anticipate things. I act when there's a problem which needs
and
to be solved.
And you prepare them to be able to deal with
but
stuff.
But worrying, you know, like biting your nails in the evening, what is that?
I'm sorry. And it's going to give you worry lines.
Oh, exactly. No. Well, I shall never look worried, I promise you. But I will also try not to be worried. An emotion? What is it? A state of mind, which I do not...
It's a waste of time. Actually.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Well done.
You can't do
and the other lyric, the other bit, what was it? Oh, it's the dancing in the living room. Mm. I love that. I love it. Henry, my partner, is from the Faroe Islands. He's a proper villager from the back of beyond. Tawar al-Muntani, we say in Maltese, because he literally lives between a fjord and a mountain. He's one of 15 children.
Yes.
And they still have, I don't know right now, but growing up, he still had, what did he call, town dances.
Ah, yes.
And the men would ask the girls to dance in a waltzy way.
Uh-huh.
And we do it rarely, unfortunately. But we do it in the living room. Oh, yeah. Almost once a week. And then we do it at weddings. I think people invite us to weddings so that we can open the dance floor. And I love that. And people should do it more.
Yes. So we're gonna not play that song.
Yeah.
We are going to go straight into a song called I Am Woman.
Oh, yes. I Am Woman. I Am Invincible.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of women of my generation might remember it in Sex and the City. And it is a song, I believe, from the 70s.
Probably, yes.
70s, yeah, I imagine. And actually, there are so many. In fact, I don't know if I sent you the whole list, but there are so many of these diva, I call them... motivational female songs.
Uh-huh.
And I think that era marked a very important time for women, right? There was like the sexual revolution. There was pretty much the first real notion, I think, of proper equality, that it is possible. Because although women had been fighting for it for hundreds of years, forever, really. But I think in the 70s, it was when all those laws started to be changed.
And it was acceptable, yeah. Things were more acceptable.
More acceptable. And, you know, with Ruth Bader Ginsburg's death, we've all seen these memes showing that Justice Ruth and all those incredible women, they were responsible for giving women, for instance, the right to own a bank account, the right to own property, the right to this and that and the other. And I think a song like this, for me, it's obvious. You know, I am woman. I am in this. Thank you. I am anything I want to be, basically, and everyone else is, men included. But I think these songs were something very
empowering, yes,
you know.
Yes.
And they remind me of a time where it was started to be acceptable for a woman to say that,
yeah,
even to herself.
Yes, that's, you know, the hardest, in
that's,
fact.
Yes, exactly.
In many cases, I think.
And I am a huge sort of passionate, if possible to say, lobbyist on a private level, obviously, for, you know, financial independence and for women. I find that to be one of the biggest, hardest to achieve things for Maltese girls, women. Even though we're in 2020 and there should be no legal or opportunity obstacles technically, but there's still so many women, from teenagers to whatever, to adults, who cannot understand the value, for example, of financial independence. So anyway, when I hear a song like this, it's like I want to tell them, you know, because they tell, but how? But I have children, they say, and but how do I start my own company? And how do I finish this degree? How do I buy my own house? You can do it,
yeah,
you know.
You're a woman, you can do it.
Yes.
So while we're all fired up, we're going to listen to that.
Yes.
In numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend. 'Cause I've heard it all before, and I've been down there on the floor. No one's ever gonna keep me down again. Well, yes, I'm wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I paid the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong. I am invincible. I am one. You can bend but never break me, 'cause it only serves to make me more determined to achieve my stronger, not a novice any longer, 'cause you deepen the conviction in my soul. Oh yes, I am wise, but it's wisdom for the pain. Yes, I pay the price, but look how much I gained. If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong.
The next song you're going to have to read out. How do you say that?
El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. I mean, if I don't know, it's in Spanish, obviously. It's a Chilean song. It was first composed, was it in the late 70s, I think, when there was the coup.
Okay.
And then very recently, 6 months ago or so, it went back on the streets because the Chilean people overturned this right-wing government that had taken over. And the best rendition of this is a YouTube, if I may mention that, version, which is it's not the boring old one, with all due respect. But anyway,
it's a remix of it, sort of.
It's a recording from the street. There's an orchestra in the street, and the people start singing this. And honestly, it is so revolutionary and empowering. The title means, the people united will never be defeated. Now, in my dreams, I wish that was so. You know? And I do, I am a huge optimist, and I do believe that good always wins. I do believe that people are inherently good. I believe people do want the best for society. I really believe it. Mm-hmm. I don't always see it manifested.
But
I have to say, to be honest, so many times in the last year, in the last so on, so many times, all through my life, mm-hmm. I have felt like screaming this song. Feeling like, oh my God, look what happened. The People United have defeated the this, or the People United have defeated the that. And I go back to it when I'm frustrated at some international president, I mean government, whatever body, which does things in a regressive manner, and, you know, for example, what the women in Poland or the people in Chile or, you know, just the Americans.
Single
I wonder what would have happened by the time this show airs.
Let's see. By the time the show airs, the new president will be in the White House. So that's at least something to look forward to. So we're going to listen to that, which I'm not going to try and say again. And then we're going to go straight into one of my absolutely favourite songs. I've Got Life, Nina Simone. You were saying when you get frustrated, you sing that. When I sort of am a bit down and a bit, you know, I'm annoying myself by being first worldish, you know, first world problemish, I get this song out and I play it and I scream my socks off. Sorry, neighbours, because it does put things back into perspective. Is that the same for you?
Yes, exactly. I love people. Mm. I am an extrovert. I love...
No.
In fact, this is what the coronavirus issue was worse for me, because I love the energy of a big group of people. And I'm also extremely attracted to interesting, complicated people who do not necessarily like to be pigeonholed, normal, whatever. I'm extremely fascinated by everyone, because everyone is...
Like, they got the little quirkies, yeah.
Yes. But then sometimes, you know, when I'm feeling, for example, alone, or I'm feeling that, you know, alone in the figurative sense...
Or a crappy day or something.
Yes, I feel like perhaps nobody's understanding me, and I feel maybe some little dreams or big dreams I decided to give up, or, you know. This is what I feel. Because, and of course, Nina is... an extraordinary woman with an extraordinary talent, wonderful life story, you know, and yet has become a legend. She is totally has become something a legend, an icon, blah, blah, blah. And yet she was one of the many, many, many talented persons who I am sure literally are like this. They have no home and no family, and I get goosebumps when I remember the song, the music, the lyrics, extraordinary. Yeah. And yes, it is one of the songs I go back to on a very regular basis.
So we're going to sing our socks off.
Yes.
And appreciate what we've got.
Absolutely.
So I've Got Life by Nina Simone.
Ain't got no home, ain't got no shoes, ain't got no money, ain't got no class, ain't got no skirts, ain't got no sweaters, ain't got no perfume, ain't got no love, ain't got no faith. I ain't got no culture, ain't got no mother, ain't got no father, ain't got no brother, ain't got no children, ain't got no aunts, ain't got no uncles, ain't got no love, ain't got no mind. I ain't got no country, ain't got no schooling, ain't got no friends,
one. I get goosebumps just from reading the story you put around it. You Got Me. And I've met your husband. I actually interviewed him once because he's from the Faroe Islands, and I was doing a thing about things around the world, traditions around the world. And so I'd met him, and I think that's the first time I'd met you. So, and when you see you guys together and your kids and your travels and your everything, you just think, oh, look at them, you know. So this You Get Me, really? Oh, deep breath.
I mean, so basically I'll tell you the story. So You Got Me is written and performed originally by actually a friend of Henry's,
okay,
called Titor.
Oh, okay.
And I know Titor's ex-girlfriend a little bit more than I know him. And that Titor's ex-girlfriend is the sister of a very good friend of mine. Anyway, So I heard the song, and as you will all hear, it is heart-wrenchingly beautiful and so raw. And Henry and I are so it is a Faroe song, which Seal bought.
Okay.
And I think we will hear Seal's rendition. It doesn't matter which one, but listen to them both, everybody. And so Henry and I couldn't be more different. He is tall and blonde. I'm short and dark. We're both islanders. I am hugely extrovert, outspoken. He's not that much. He is a very family-oriented person, the most family-oriented man I have ever met in my life. I never wanted children until I met him. He convinced me. And for example, he was begging me to have children, and I wanted to keep him. And I'm like, I was considering only for that. So he told me, but why are you so afraid? I mean, he's one of 15 children. He has 13 nieces and nephews. And I said, I'm afraid I won't love them because I'm very selfish and I don't plan to stop being selfish in my, you know, career, you know, the usual stereotype. And he told me, don't worry, I love them for both of us.
Oh.
And I said, I believe you, you know, because I know parents who don't love their children or children who don't feel loved by their... I don't take it as a given.
Mm.
By the way, the moment my son went out of my vagina, I'm going to say this word because I can. I loved him immediately, okay?
Ah.
So it was incredible. But Henry and I love books, he doesn't. I love opera, he likes techno. I love art and architecture, he doesn't care.
Mm.
He loves football, actually, and beer. In fact, he's told me so many times, can you introduce me to someone who just likes football and beer?
Because I remember, doesn't he? Because he has so many siblings, don't they have their own football team?
Yes,
something. Yeah.
His parents had 12 boys and 3 girls, you know? He's a wonderful, how do you say, living for the moment person. I'm a massive planner, you know? Anyway, but we get each other.
Ah.
It's like Titor wrote this for us and for so many other people, for so many friendships, you know? You know when this person, you're so frustrated with them because they are so different from you, and yet they let
they
you
get
be.
You. Yes.
And they get you.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people don't understand our relationship, believe it or not. The pictures look good, but, you know, we are so different. We allow each other to be exactly who we are, and we get each other.
Yeah.
And I get him, he gets me. So
this is a proper, proper love song. We're all going to pay attention to
and
it.
And cry
now.
And get tears, I'm sure.
Oh, don't, because I've got, like, really good mascara today, because you're here.
If I say no, if I resist, if I don't give in to this, would it be a lesson or a loss? Suddenly I know what it's about. Thoughts come in and words come out. Suddenly I'm not killing time. It's all now. Like that rainbow's end, you can never find. You get me. You get me. If I see yes, if I let it go and face the consequence of no, would it lead to living with regret? Suddenly the walls are coming down. I won't be the same when I come around. Suddenly I am understood. It's all
now this one, we've got to try and introduce it without trying to sing. And again, goosebumply, Girl from Ipanema.
Oh my god.
Dun, dun, dun. See, I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it. Yeah. This is just beautiful, you know? And when you know the story behind the song as well, it's lovely. But where does it take you? What memory does that take you back to?
One of the turning points in my life, most important little bits of my life, was when I was 21, perfect age, and I was roaming around the university here. We had, the medical school had a program where if you got enough points by being active enough in the association, you would be on this point system, and you would get basically usually a month-long placement in a hospital abroad.
Okay.
So most of my friends went to European hospitals, which was amazing, and I went to Rio de Janeiro for 3 months. And I was alone.
Ah.
And I had traveled alone before many, many times. I was, when I was young, my family was in this association. I was very fortunate to go up to Italy for congresses and workshops. And I knew what an AGM was, I think, when I was 12. Anyway, but to Rio de Janeiro on your own when you're 21, for a little Maltese girl, was really scary. Mm-hmm. Really scary. Anyway, so I was being taken care of by the partnering medical school. Okay. So there was obviously some structure. Uh-huh. And I was living with the family, etc., etc. And it was probably the best time of my life. I mean, I used to work every morning in a hospital called something like Casa de Misericordia, which I heard closed. It was like a 19th century hospital right up the road from Ipanema.
Uh-huh.
So right after my surgical shift, I would walk down to the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time I would lie there on my own, but of course the Brazilians are the most sociable, passionate people on earth. And I literally came back and got this almost nickname. I mean, people would, you know, in my birthday cards, it's like, happy birthday, girl from Ipanema, like, you know, because I was, and of course it made me so strong, that trip, you know.
Independence and
very independent, very, I got lost so many times, and Brazil is not the safest country on earth. And luckily I was always safe, but I did see some very dangerous things, but I learned so many skills. I traveled on my own. I enjoyed places on my own. I enjoyed my own time. And, you know, I mean, most Maltese girls don't really get this opportunity.
No.
So after that, in fact, I've always lived alone since then. I couldn't get used to it. I, you know, be responsible and have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Things which you will never do again after you're 21.
Oh.
So, yes.
Also, let's listen and sort of reminisce a bit about our youth with the girl from Ipanema.
Young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking, and when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently, that when she passes, each one she passes goes, ah.
Allegedly he wrote this to his daughter or son, but it always makes me cry.
Mm-hmm.
This is what this is for me. this fascination. As I was saying before, I never wanted children. When I used to play with Barbies, my Barbies did not have children. My sister's has had five, now she has none, and I didn't want to. Anyway, and I mean, I grew up thinking that children mean sacrifice, this worry we already mentioned, and I think it's totally okay, of course, not to. And my life would have been amazing without them, but I have to say, my experience has been a very positive revelation for me. I'm not a traditional mother. I never stopped working. I took 1 week off after I had my daughter, and my son was one. And I would not stay at home. Mm-hmm. I'm not judging anyone who does, but that's not my thing. But I was shocked, to be honest, because they made me see the world, I know this is cliche, in a totally different way. They put a beautiful lens over everything, in fact. As people say, you see the world from their eyes, and you learn so much about yourself. Oh my God. Like, almost every personal relationship I've had as a child got filtered in another light after watching, I still am, obviously, my children grow. Because I used to blame so many people for issues I had.
Okay.
Must have been my mother doing this, and must have been my father doing that, must have been the teacher. And then I see them, and obviously it's so much more complex than that. There's so many personality traits. Anyway, so Jovanotti, I really like Jovanotti a lot. Mm. He was, I love his energy. I love his lyrics. I love his music. And what was the other song? I think Malta is l'ombelico del mondo, for example. He's literally describing Malta. You know, he made me go from thinking Malta is a nowhere place to Malta is the center of the world. Thank you very much. Anyway, so Pertes is a song which I literally sing to them, and you know. So that's what I can.
Love, love, love. Okay, so we're gonna have a listen to that.
Gli alberi e rose e fiocchi in maternità, è per te che il sole brucia a luglio, è per te tutta questa città, è per te che sono bianchi i muri e la colomba vola, è per te il 13 dicembre, è per te la campanella a scuola, è per te ogni cosa che c'è, ninna na, ninna e. È per te ogni cosa che c'è, ninna na, ninna e. È per te che a volte piove a giugno, per te il sorriso degli umani, è per te un'aranciata fresca, per te lo scodinzolo dei cani, è per te i colori delle foglie, la forma strana delle nuvole, è per te il succo delle mele, è per te il rosso delle fragole, è per te ogni cosa che c'è, ninna na, ninna e. È per te ogni cosa che c'è, ninna na, ninna e. È per te il profumo delle stelle, per te il miele e la farina, è per te il sabato nel centro, le 8 di mattina, è per te la voce dei cantanti, la penna dei poeti.
The last one, I'm quite sad this is coming to an end actually, the last one is Summer Song by Louis Armstrong.
Another one. Not that much energy in this
music. No, but, you know, you must have some sort of downtime, chill time, okay. You know.
So, love to me is like a summer's day. So, I am a summer person. people who say, "Uff, she's Hana," I'm like, whatever. And one of the things I like most about Malta, and one of the words I like most in the Maltese language, is hedla. I think the translation would be lassitude, but lassitude doesn't sound like a good thing.
Mm.
But hedla is this stoned feeling of the country is in.
Okay.
Nothing works well. Nothing is efficient, especially without air conditioning. This sort of, you go into any administrative office and everyone's like, you know, the buses are slow, the service is slow, whatever. The feeling that only allows you to go on the rocks, hopefully in the shade or not. I mean, you should not stay in the sun, it's bad for your skin.
I think of the clients.
And this song is, I suppose it's like a Louisiana kind of song. It's tropical. I imagine these mosquitoes and alligator ponds or where they are, they have there. And the word in the song is exactly how I feel at 2 p.m. on an August day where you can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Your mind is shut.
But it's a kind of a chilled, very chilled, very, you know, my time.
Exactly.
Until the sun goes down, don't bother me.
Exactly. But also a time to relax, you know. I mean, I think in Malta we should adapt to this in summer. I'm very lucky because I am my own business and I pretty much have taken 2 months off every summer for about 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it still works, you know. Basically, appointments get pushed to the sides.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I don't do treatments which are life-saving. So no one is that desperate. You can wait a week or two or come a bit early. Anyway, so this song is my summer song. And this is the way you should live in Malta. It is, you know, at one point he says, there's laughter coming round the bend when the couple of children, you know, this kind of, like that.
Yeah, it's almost like just childhood, really,
yes.
And kind of, seeing your folks sleep near you.
Exactly,
and just, So we're gonna calm down after this whirlwind of a journey with you.
Ooh.
Thank you so much for being with me, Joanna D'Elia.
What fun this was.
Ah, thank you. So join me again next week, Monique Chambers with Musical Memories.
Love to me is like a summer day. Silent cause there's just too much to say. Still and warm and peaceful, even clouds that may drift by can't disturb our summer sky. I'll take summer, that's my time of year. Winter's shadow seems to disappear. Gay is warm this season. That's the reason I can say that I love a summer day. I hear laughter from the swimming hole. Kids out fishing with the willow pole. Boats come drifting round the bend. Why must summer ever end? Love to me is like a summer day. If it ends, the memory.
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.